And we're going back to the warehouse with Keith Mills and on Sportsline Fred Hollander on this re-signing of Dan Duquette. Hey, guys.
It's the four-wheel riff right now, Dan Duquette. And, Dan, congratulations. And then I think it's pretty amazing to be out of baseball for 10 years and then to get right back in the game, have one of the great turnarounds in the history of pro sports, and now have a brand new deal through 2018. Well, that's a pretty dramatic turnaround.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so grateful to the Angelos family for the opportunity. And, you know, when Harry Dalton taught me how to put together a baseball team, I didn't forget about it when I was working in amateur baseball. And I was so thankful to have the opportunity to work with Buck, and Buck's a great organization builder, and we share a lot of the same fundamental principles for building the team. So, you know, it's been a real pleasure for me, and I was so happy for the fans and the support they gave the team last year. I mean, they were an extra player for us down the stretch. I mean, McLaughlin was saying this is like Michigan football.
They said it was like a football
Saturday afternoon, and it was really palpable, you know. And to me, the playoffs are about home games, okay? I was scared to death when we went to Texas, and I'm thinking to myself, if we lose this game, we're not getting a home game for the playoffs. And it's like, man, when you make the playoffs, you got to play at home because it's really a thrill.
But you did.
Yeah, and we won, but it's really a thrill for the fans. And, you know, they came out and they supported us, and, we won a game against the Yankees, you know, which was good. And so that's all a good start. You know, we know we have more work to do, and, we have good leadership at the top in the Angelos family. We've got great leadership on the field with Buck, and we have the stability to have a good scouting and player development operation. I don't know any other way to have a good team.
That's the formula, though. Was there a time last year, you and Buck have both said that whatever you had to do that day to win a game, that's what you were going to do. You flew guys from the East Coast to the West Coast for one game. You brought Manny up. Was there a time in the season last year, Dan, when both of you sat down and said, hey, we could do some things here. Let's maybe expedite that philosophy maybe a little bit?
Well, when we were in spring training and we saw Machado range and catch some pop-ups in center field that you wouldn't expect a shortstop to catch. And then we had an opportunity to see his extra base production in Double A and his power in the major league camp. You know, we basically said, this guy probably helped our ball club during the season, but it's probably not going to be a shortstop. So we did a little bit of extra work with him. Had Bobby Dickerson go down.
Right. And Bobby's on the staff, right?
Yeah, Bobby's up in the big leagues. Yeah, good for him. And Manny is such a natural player. You know, we didn't know he was going to be that good at third base. We just knew that he had all the skills to do it. And he's such a natural. I mean, he just took to it like a duck to water, and it was terrific.
And, Dan, final question about continuity. The fact that both you and Buck Showalter are in place for such a long time right now, probably there's not too many organizations in pro sports who have that type of commitment between the skipper or the head coach and the general manager. What does that do to change how you look at things day-to-day and long-term?
Well, I think the good organizations have stability at the top. And if you take a look at the pro sports teams that do well, you know, they have a good working relationship between the office and the field. And like I said, we're blessed here to have Buck and his leadership in the field and also in helping to build an organization that can be good. So what does it do for us? It gives us a little time to develop some more ball players is what it does, and we're still going to put all our resources into winning today's game. I mean, like Earl Weaver said, you know, worry about today's game and
worry about today's game today.
That's right, and then tomorrow we'll worry about tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
You and Buck are doing real well, brother.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.